In this bulletin, the US and Canada close their mutual borders to non-essential traffic. New Zealand's parliament votes to decriminalise abortion. And in sport, the AFL Premiership season to go ahead despite COVID-19 concerns. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is urging Australians to remain vigilant and practice social distancing until the coronavirus outbreak is fully over. The federal government has introduced several new measures to contain the spread of COVID-19, including banning indoor gatherings of more than 100 people, avoiding all travel overseas, and restricting entry to aged care facilities. Mr Morrison has told Sky News the pandemic is likely to last 6 months or more. He says the public needs to brace itself for long-term restrictions to prevent the spread of the virus.
There seems to be a view, and the Chief Medical Officer was pointing this out as well, that somehow you can just turn the tap off for 2 weeks and all of a sudden we've got through the coronavirus. That's just not true. And people who are thinking about it in those terms are really not understanding, I think, the scale of what's happening here.
More than 10,000 airline workers' jobs could be at risk following Virgin Australia's decision to temporarily halt all international flights and cut domestic services by half. The move comes as the federal government advises Australians not to travel overseas due to the coronavirus pandemic. Virgin Australia Chief Executive Paul Scurrah says there will undoubtedly be an impact on jobs. However, he says the airline is attempting to make alternative arrangements.
We've had people volunteer up, taking extended leave without pay periods. We've had people talk about job sharing with their colleagues. We've had people who are willing to go from full-time down to part-time. That will help lessen the impact, but redundancies in these circumstances will be an inevitability.
United States President Donald Trump says he will invoke a federal provision that allows the government to accelerate production of necessary medical equipment in response to the coronavirus pandemic. Mr. Trump says he will sign the Defense Production Act in case it's needed as the US government bolsters resources for an expected surge in cases of COVID-19. There are now more than 7,000 US cases of COVID-19 and over 100 people have died. Mr. Trump says a hospital ship will be sent to hard-hit New York to help people affected by the pandemic. A second hospital ship will be deployed to the West Coast, and the country's testing capacity will be expanded.
We have a current process that's a little bit difficult. If you have it done, the groups are working on determining if a self-swab by an individual is as effective as the other. The other is very effective, very accurate.
Meanwhile, the European Union is closing its borders to the majority of foreigners for 30 days to slow the spread of coronavirus. Long-term residents, diplomats, healthcare workers, and people transporting goods will be exempt from the unprecedented ban. Citizens of the United Kingdom will not be blocked, with the EU urging the nation to impose similar restrictions. EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says a united approach to border control is needed.
Indeed, one of the first topics was the implementation of the temporary entry restrictions on the external borders. So we got a lot of support by the member states. It's up to them now to implement. They said they will immediately do that.
And briefly in other news, New Zealand's parliament has voted to decriminalise abortion. Parliamentarians voted 68 to 51 to remove abortion as an offence from the 1961 Crimes Act. Terminating a pregnancy had previously been punishable by up to 14 years in jail, although the law was never enforced. MP Amy Adams says she's proud to be part of granting the right to women.
I have sat with and held the hand over my life of women that I know and love who have had to make an incredibly difficult decision to have an abortion, and I have seen them face the delays, the difficulties, the struggles, the judgment, the abuse, frankly, and feel marginalised and criminalised because of our law.
To sport, and after days of deliberation, the AFL has confirmed its season will go ahead despite coronavirus fears. However, quarters will be shortened to 16 minutes plus time on. Round one begins tonight with Carlton playing against Richmond at the Melbourne Cricket Ground. AFL Chief Executive Gillon McLachlan says the league is prepared to deal with any risks, including if a player tests positive for the virus.
We start tomorrow night confident after discussions with the Chief Medical Officer that our players are well placed to bear the proportionate risk of playing a contact sport. We feel confident in our club and industry protocols, which we continue to refine based on the best advice available.
The weather now for the rest of today. It's partly cloudy in Perth, 26. Much the same for Adelaide, 32 degrees. 30 degrees in Melbourne, a possible shower for you. Rain developing in Hobart, 20 degrees. Partly cloudy for Canberra, 29 degrees. Fine weather for Wollongong, 28 degrees. Much the same for Sydney, 29. Sunny also for Newcastle, 30 degrees. 28 and partly cloudy in Brisbane, in Cairns a shower or 2:30, and 35 degrees with a shower or storm possible for Darwin. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News. And for all the latest news on the coronavirus pandemic, you can check out SBS Radio News podcasts at sbs.com.au/news/audio.